Well, maybe you'd like to volunteer if it doesn't work out for what Ben's got in mind. They want to send people to Mars, but you can't be young.
Well, they're not looking for somebody young, no spring chicken for this particular mission. They want somebody with, shall we say, a bit of life experience. And actually, they want two people, and in particular, they want a couple, because they have said that mankind's first mission to Mars should be represented by one of each gender. And if we're going to put people in such close confines for such a long time, then we're going to need a married couple.
Who's actually doing this?
So this is a mission by Inspiration Mars, and they are a private not-for-profit company founded by former space tourist Dennis Tito. You might remember that he spent a considerable amount of his own money.
20 million, wasn't it, to spend 7 days in space?
That's right, on the International Space Station. And he was the first space tourist. And he doesn't actually want to go back to... He doesn't want to go to Mars himself, but...
One has to ask why.
Well, actually, I think he thinks he might be a bit too old. Their company wants to send a manned craft to fly not to Mars, but past Mars. So it wouldn't actually be a landing mission. It wouldn't go into the atmosphere. It would be about 100 miles close and then turn around and come back. And the key thing is that they want to launch as early as 2018.
Fairly close time point, isn't it? Why so soon?
Well, it's only 5 years, and that really is very soon. But the thing is that January 2018 is a really good time to launch this sort of mission. Now, it coincides with the solar minimum, so that's the period when the sun is at its least active, and so there's going to be less of a risk of exposure to radiation. But also, the alignment of the planets is correct for this sort of mission. That may sound like it's based on a horoscope.
A little bit horoscope-esque.
It does, but actually they mean it in terms of the physics. So the alignment happens to be right to make it as quick as possible, so it'll be the fastest mission they could do, but also it would be a free return mission. So even if something goes wrong and they lose power, the actual trajectory will see the craft return to Earth using no fuel. So that should enable us to do what we call a fast, free return mission. So it's probably the safest way we can do this. But of course, this only actually gives us 5 years to make sure that all the technology we need is in place.
I was just going to ask, how long would this journey take? We were talking at lunch at work about this, and we weren't sure we'd necessarily want to be stuck with anyone, however much we loved them, for days and days and days.
Well, yes, it will be about 501 days. That's how long it's calculated to be. But as you're quite right, you wouldn't want to be trapped with somebody that you didn't know you could cope with. And this is why they're looking for a mature couple. They want a couple who their relationship has been proven to stand the test of time and the trials that life can throw at you.
Have we actually got rocket technology that can get people out there and back? Because it's one thing sending a space probe. It's another to have something that people can live in.
The plan is that after launch, they will deploy an inflatable living habitat that then actually gets dropped off before we come back into Earth. But the trick is actually the use of this clever physics of this free return that means that we don't need to have the rockets on all the way. So the technology definitely exists to do this round trip. And it's the same sort of physics that they planned for the Apollo missions, for the lunar missions.
Has this been received by the sort of global media and other space experts? Have they laughed, or has this been taken seriously?
I think it's actually been both. I think there's been a lot of people who have said what we have, which is they're looking for old people to send to Mars, which sounds like a bit of fun. But actually, it's quite a serious mission, and it points out what we can learn and what we can gain from having the private sector doing these sorts of events. So already we've had supplies delivered to the International Space Station by the private sector, and now it looks like they're going to be the ones that are pushing us to get people visiting Mars.
Thank you very much, Ben. And thank you also to Peter Rogers, Laura Howes and Laurie Winkless. And you can find out some more information, including the references to the papers we've been discussing and some background news information on our website at nakedscientists.com/news.